step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is sponsored by Atomic Child. Do you love the outdoors and wish that you had a way to keep it with you throughout your week? Especially while most of us are holed up at home?
Atomic Child is an artist-run brand that is inspired by nature. They capture the great outdoors through unique designs. Their designs can be found on stickers, blankets, water bottles, mugs, pins, patches and more at AtomicChild.com. We bring nature to you.
This was a brutal murder of a 13-year-old girl.
My little girl.
This episode contains descriptions of child sexual abuse that listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Crime Lapse. I am Eileen.
And I'm Charlie. Malcolm X once said, quote, "To me, the thing that is worse than death is betrayal. You see, I could conceive death, but I could not conceive betrayal." Unquote. This is Silenced, the murder of Lucy McHugh.
In July of 2018, 13-year-old Lucy McHugh left her home in Mansell Road East, Southampton, just before 9 a.m. CCTV captured her walking intently in the direction of a sports centre nearby. The next morning, her body was discovered in a wooded area overlooking the same sports ground. An arrest was made days later, but obstructions in the investigation meant that her killer wasn't brought to justice until a year later.
Lucy McHugh was a normal teenage girl growing up in Southampton City. She lived with her mum, stepdad, brother, and occasionally her stepdad's best friend Stephen lodged with them. She was described as being bubbly, bright, intelligent, and eager to learn. She had lovingly earned the nickname Brains from her grandmother. Her mother Stacy had described her as a, quote, angel, unquote, and, quote, a smiling, content little dolly who everyone adored and cherished, unquote. Although Lucy was described affectionately by all those that knew her, she was considered rather vulnerable too. She had also been diagnosed with ADHD. At 9 a.m. on the 25th of July 2018, Lucy left her home, telling her brother she was off to meet a friend, wearing a black jacket with white sleeves, a white top, camouflage patterned leggings and black Nike Jordans on foot. She made her way towards a local sports centre. Her family became concerned when she didn't return home. Knowing her phone was broken and left at home, her mother Stacy wrote on Lucy's Facebook page asking if anyone had seen her daughter or knew where she might be. There were no positive responses. Nobody had seen or heard from Lucy. Stacy contacted the police at this point. Together they tried to access Lucy's social media accounts for clues, but were unable to get in. They hoped the accounts would offer up a quick answer and their minds could be put at ease, but there was no such luck. Everyone was worried about Lucy. It was out of character for her to disappear, especially without word. That night, Stephen Nicholson, Lucy's stepdad's best friend, who had been living with them, texted Stacy a comforting message. Quote, "I hope they find her safe. Keep your chin up and stay positive." Unquote. Friends, family, neighbours and other city residents began the search for Lucy late into the night.
The following day, on the morning of 26th of July, a body was found in the woodlands at Southampton Outdoor Sports Centre. Police approached Lucy's mother and delivered the devastating news that a body matching her 13-year-old daughter's description had been found. Stacy proceeded to follow the police. grief-stricken and unbelieving, to undertake a task that no parent should ever have to do. She confirmed the identity of the body found was that of her daughter, Lucy.
It's just complete disbelief. As much as you're listening to what they're saying, none of it is going in. You're not... It's not her. It can't be. Until I'd seen her, as much as they were saying, we're very certain it is, no, until I've seen her, there still could be chance. Even though there wasn't a chance. Really. But it's like a complete emptiness just overcoming you all at once. Your whole world falling apart. Then we travelled to go and see Lucy. And it was horrible. I would never wish it upon anybody. Certainly not something that you ever expect to happen. You never expect to be welcoming one new life into the world and then having to lay another to rest. It should never have happened like that. Lucy should still be here.
Upon identifying Lucy, her mum said, quote, "The girl lying there with a dark cover pulled up to her chin was my 13-year-old daughter. Only she was so silent and still. It wasn't like her at all. I broke down in tears as I told her, 'You are so loved and missed. You always will be.'" Unquote. The police publicly revealed on July 29th that Lucy had been found, stabbed to death by what was suspected to be a pair of scissors. A post-mortem revealed that Lucy suffered 27 wounds in her neck and upper body. There were 3 fatal wounds present in her neck, and she had bled to death after an artery was slashed. Pathologist Dr. Basil Perdue stated that 11 of the knife wounds alone were in her neck, at least 3 of which would have been, quote, rapidly fatal. He said, quote, "This was a controlled, repetitive action at a time when Lucy was immobile," unquote. Some of the wounds were situated on Lucy's wrists, which poses the question as to whether her killer had tried to make her death look like a suicide or at least considered it as a way to cover their tracks. The pathologist would later state that, quote, "The cause of her death was catastrophic bleeding from a series of 11 injuries to the right side of her neck that punctured her right carotid artery in 3 places. This would have been rapidly fatal, followed by further sharp injuries to the face, neck, chest, and lower forearms," unquote.
Lucy's funeral was held on August 27th. Her loved ones gathered to say an emotional goodbye. The mourners were a sea of green, blue, and black. Her family said the day was to be a, quote, "celebration of her life," unquote. As they congregated together dressed in Lucy's favourite colours, a horse-drawn procession carried her body to the church in Southampton. During the service, Reverend Sean Blackburn read a eulogy written by Lucy's family. Quote, "Lucy was a little hurricane of smiles and lip gloss, wearing the brightest colours possible, with no care for what anyone thought. She was a real individual and never followed the crowd. Lucy respected everyone regardless of their colour or creed. She loved playing football. She loved cooking. She loved making cakes. She was on the gymnastics team." Unquote. It was added that she loved small children and walking the dog with her grandparents.
Lucy is the most unique child I know. She was a bit like an elastic band. She could never sit still. She was always on the go. She was always out with her friends or out with family or simply just in a club. She did so many different activities. In fact, in her life, she actually did quite a lot of things that perhaps others haven't done. She was always full of smiles, whirling around like a hurricane. She'd scoot the boys up and kiss them till they cried and squeeze them and always come in through the door and joke about how she was late and it was because she was talking to somebody or she had to help somebody do something. There was never a time where she would say, "I can't," or "I won't," or "I'm too busy." No matter what she was doing, she would make time.
Lucy's father had not attended the service, However, he had written the following in a post on Facebook. Quote, "To honour my daughter and avoid unnecessary conflict, I have made the difficult decision not to attend the public celebration of Lucy's life. I am arranging an alternative service for those who wish to honour Lucy and say goodbye, but have felt unable to attend the public event. Yes, I have not seen my daughter for 4 years, but it doesn't mean I'm not hurting. She was my daughter as well." Unquote.
The initial police investigation into Lucy's murder confirmed a CCTV sighting of her on the day she went missing, walking with intent past a Premier convenience store at 9:06 a.m. She proceeded to the route along Coxford Road by Southampton General Hospital at around 9:25 a.m. Lucy was then seen walking past Tesco at the corner of Coxford and Lordswood Road at approximately 9:30 a.m. This was the last sighting of Lucy. Her body was found just a short walk away at the sports centre. Nicholson was a prime suspect from the beginning of the investigation into Lucy McHugh's murder. During a search in Lucy's family home, a diary belonging to the 13-year-old was found detailing her relationship with Nicholson, who was 24 years old at the time of Lucy's murder. Nicholson was an apprentice tattoo artist and a care worker. He had previously served time in prison following drug and robbery convictions and was released in 2012. He occasionally stayed with the family as he was Lucy's stepdad's best friend. He had a keen interest in exotic animals and kept his pets at the home, including a 2.7-metre boa constrictor. Nicholson was arrested on July 31st. This gave police 96 hours to charge or release him. What they didn't know at this point was that it would be a further 4 weeks until a key piece of DNA evidence would be recovered. Stephen allegedly explained to police how Lucy had messaged him the night before she had died, telling him she was pregnant. Lucy had also told friends the same news but later refuted this, saying she was referring to her mum. The message from Lucy to Nicholson detailing this was exchanged on Facebook, which prompted police to take a closer look at the conversations between them both on the platform. The police requested Nicholson's Facebook password. He had changed it the night before Lucy was murdered and refused to give it to them. Hampshire police contacted Facebook and requested access to Nicholson's page and messages. They took an extraordinary amount of time to grant access. This caused social media giants to face significant criticism. He was bailed in relation to Lucy's murder, but was charged under the Regulations of Investigatory Powers Act 2002, known as RIPA, for failure to comply and hand over passwords. Arresting Nicholson allowed the police to continue to look into surveillance and interceptions of private communication. He was remanded in custody until August 31st.
Soon after, Nicholson was brought to Southampton Crown Court, where he pleaded guilty to the RIPA charge of failing to comply and was sentenced to 14 months in prison. Nicholson being behind bars meant that he was unable to tamper with any evidence and was completely out of the way for the police to press forward. Officers were sifting through 11,000 hours of CCTV footage. They examined over 2,300 exhibits and took more than 300 reports, which built up a, quote, strong circumstantial case, unquote. At this point, the murder weapon remained unaccounted for and no DNA was found to link Nicholson to the murder scene. Police launched their larger-scale fingertip search, which meant the police carried out the searches in person as opposed to technological scanning devices. The searches needed a more meticulous hand, and this involved over 190 officers from across 12 forces. 4 weeks later, a major breakthrough came when, following a door-to-door investigation, they identified Nicholson's phone as having entered an area of woodland called Tanner's Brook on his way home on the day of Lucy's death. They were then able to locate what was described as the, quote, murder kit, unquote, comprising a blood-stained blue hoodie and other items of clothing, which all had DNA links to both Nicholson and Lucy. Detective Barton, who was on the investigation team, said, quote, "Our case at that point was a strong circumstantial case, but by having the DNA evidence, that was the final nail in the coffin for Nicholson," unquote. Nicholson is thought to have dumped the clothing, some of which had been partially burnt. These were found near the brook after getting changed on his return from the murder scene on July 25th. Before the clothing was discovered, the police had no evidence to form a direct link between Nicholson and Lucy's murder. The hoodie's fibres were tested and the results suggested direct contact between Lucy and the hoodie. They were forensically linked beyond reasonable doubt to Nicholson. Along with this, using a cloud data analyst, the police were able to use mobile phone satellite data to put him at Tanner Brook on the morning of Lucy's murder.
The 24th of October 2018 would have seen Lucy McHugh turn 14 years old. Her family made plans to commemorate this date with what they dubbed I Love Lucy Day. They used this day to fundraise for charities that support bereaved parents. Reverend Sean Blackman, who had conducted Lucy's funeral, said that this day would, quote, celebrate her life, unquote. In a post written on Facebook, Lucy's mother Stacey White wrote the following, quote, let's also help the parents who now have angels and put some funds back into all the kind charities who offer support at this time. Let's give back to the community and not let Lucy be forgotten, but to let her memory live on in the way she would have wanted, unquote.
I'll fight. I won't let Lucy's memories die. I won't let her be forgotten. I won't let this destroy any more people than what it has already. The biggest person, the biggest smiling person in our lives has been taken, and she's never going to come back.
There were plans for a memorial garden to be placed at Redbridge Community School, where Lucy had attended, and a trust had been set up to run and manage I Love Lucy Day. Reverend Blackman said, quote, it's a day when the Lucys of this world are remembered and we listen to the voices of those who are left behind. The death of a child is always difficult, exaggerated further if it's true a criminal act, unquote.
The investigation had been hampered by a delay in receiving information from Facebook to allow the investigators to examine Stephen Nicholson's Facebook account. A representative for Facebook said, quote, we've actively lobbied for reforms to EU, US and UK laws to allow us and others to directly and more quickly provide information to UK law enforcement authorities, unquote. According to prosecutors in the case, they believe that vital evidence may have been lost because of the delay in giving detectives access to Nicholson's account. The prosecutors were only able to gain access to Nicholson's Facebook account on the first day of trial, and at this stage, all that remained were empty conversations. He had deleted the messages before his arrest. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick said that the police have to go through a, quote, very protracted procedure, unquote, saying, quote, I absolutely think that in certain instances, and it sounds to me like this is one, law enforcement in the UK ought to be able to have vital evidence which might bring somebody to justice, unquote. On November 14th, police charged Stephen Nicholson with murder, the rape of a child under 13, and two counts of sexual activity with a child under 16.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
During the trial, which began in June 2019, the prosecutors criticised the, quote, protracted process, unquote, that had led to the delay in the investigators being able to access conversations between Nicholson and Lucy. Prosecutor John Montague said, quote, for me, the personal side, the human side, is we have a 13-year-old child that has been murdered under ferocious, despicable circumstances, and for me it's somewhat frustrating, unquote. The Honourable Mrs Justice Day, DBE, was the judge. William Mosley for the prosecution led his opening statement by telling the court how 13-year-old Lucy was killed in a vicious attack. Quote, This case concerns the vicious murder of Lucy McHugh, a 13-year-old girl. She was repeatedly stabbed to the neck and upper body and bled to death as a result. The killer, who the prosecution says was Stephen Nicholson, then left her either dying or dead in a hidden area and made his escape. The investigation enabled a complete picture to be established of the events and the behaviour of Stephen Nicholson before, during and after the day of the murder, which makes for a compelling case. The evidence gathered also identified a series of sexual offences he had carried out against Lucy in the year before killing her, as well as another offence against a single teenage girl in 2012, unquote. Nicholson was also accused of having sex in 2012 with a 14-year-old girl in the same woodland area where Lucy's body was found in 2018. Stephen Nicholson had moved into Lucy's home as a lodger when he was no longer welcome at his mother's house. The then 24-year-old, quote, had an interest in underage sexual activity, unquote, and had begun grooming and sexually abusing the 13-year-old girl who had a bedroom across the hall. Lucy had discussed with a cousin and a friend that she had an older boyfriend. The friend had urged Lucy to tell her mum, Stacey White, who dismissed it as a fantasy, and apparently went on to tell her daughter, quote, shut up, it will ruin someone's life, unquote. The friends grew increasingly concerned as they heard Lucy describe the volatile relationship she was having with this older man. They heard how he had allegedly been slapping her too. After an argument between Lucy and Nicholson, Richard Elms told his childhood friend to leave the house. Nicholson had been back living with his mother at the time of Lucy's death, but 2 days before she was killed, he had gone back to the house to feed the reptiles he kept there. An argument broke out where Lucy was heard shouting at him from her bedroom window saying, quote, this is all your fault, unquote, and, quote, I've got a hold on you anyway, unquote. The next day, July 24th, Lucy created a Facebook account that she used to communicate with Nicholson. The messages had been deleted, but according to Nicholson, she had told him she was pregnant. An autopsy confirmed she was not. The next morning, Lucy left her house and went to Southampton Sports Centre, where she was found murdered the next morning. A witness recalled seeing a girl matching Lucy's description walking alone in the direction of the cricket pitches, quote, with purpose, unquote. A statement from the dog walker who found Lucy's body on July 26 said, quote, it almost looked like she was asleep. I feared it was the worst case scenario, but hoped it wasn't, unquote. The murder weapon wasn't located, but there were broken knife handles found, one on her body and one nearby. The weapon was believed to have been a 7 cm blade. Extensive examination of CCTV footage allowed investigators to piece together Lucy's movements from her house to the sports centre, as well as those of Stephen Nicholson. CCTV showed a man who was alleged to have been Nicholson on a bike in the sports centre at 9:45 a.m. on the day of Lucy's death. It's believed that Stephen Nicholson had tried to cover up his involvement by burning his bloodstained clothes and dumping them in a small stream at Tanner's Brook. He also threw his trainers on a bonfire and hid his phone. The clothes found at Tanner's Brook following a 4-week fingertip search contained DNA that matched Lucy McHugh and Stephen Nicholson. It was believed that the murder was premeditated as he had already ordered replacement trainers in advance and made sure he was seen on CCTV in different clothing. Nicholson denied dumping the clothes and said he was at Tanner's Brook conducting a drug deal. He said that he had injured his head and damaged his trainers while working in his mother's shed and that's why he had burnt them.
Stephen Nicholson had lived with Lucy's family for a year before her death and began a sexual relationship with the then 12-year-old in May 2017. To Lucy's family, it appeared that the teenager had a crush, and they brushed off anything she said about their relationship with Nicholson, dismissing it as such. Lucy had then kept it a secret from her family, but she had confided in friends about the sexual relationship she was having with a man 10 years older than herself. Their relationship was discovered after notes and diary entries written by Lucy were found following her death. Both texts were presented as evidence at the trial. The young girl's diary was filled with detailed accounts of what she perceived to be a romantic relationship with her stepfather's best friend. One entry read, quote, Dear Jackass, last night was amazing. Stephen and I slept together multiple times. Mr. Stephen Nicholson took my virginity, unquote. The diary chronicled how the encounters became increasingly violent, and that Nicholson had even grabbed her neck at one point, despite her telling him that it hurt. There were also entries about how they would exchange nude photos, and make arrangements to have sex. Lucy had written a letter to Stephen saying, quote, to Stephen, I need a break from whatever we are because I'm not in the right mind for what we are now. You are a complete ass unless we are having sex, unquote. According to the prosecutor, Lucy's family believed the root cause of the arguments between Lucy and Stephen were because of Lucy's behaviour towards him. Quote, she was wanting his attention, as if she had a crush on him. However, as the investigation continued, there was another explanation which was kept secret from her family that concerned a sexual relationship which began in May 2017 and continued for more than a year between a 23 or 24-year-old man and a 12 to 13-year-old girl. Over a period, the prosecution say she was vulnerable to that exploitation. Unquote. Days after Lucy's death, a note was found in Lucy's wash laundry that she had titled, quote, abuse, unquote. It was now rendered illegible, but a section that remained intact read, quote, walk away from the sex with him, force me back in, unquote. Nicholson simply claimed that the diary and notes were, quote, fantasies of a 12, 13-year-old girl, unquote, and denied the allegations. During the investigation, a girl had been to the police after recognising Nicholson's photograph and claimed that he had sex with her when she was just 14 years old. They had first met under the pretense that he would give her a tattoo, but then began to pressure her for sex, and she eventually relented. The trial heard that Nicholson had abused Lucy for more than a year and then killed her when she threatened to tell her mother that he had gotten her pregnant. In his closing statement, William Moseley QC said, quote, this is a case of lies and more lies in the face of an overwhelming case. There were times during Mr. Nicholson's evidence that I was reminded of an old blues song called Born Under a Bad Sign. It's a tale of someone who, through no fault of his own, was just always getting in trouble, unquote. Stephen Nicholson always made himself a victim and never took responsibility for his actions. Detective Superintendent Paul Barton said Nicholson was, quote, an extremely narcissistic, self-centered, violent sexual predator. He had destroyed a family who have looked after him, put a roof over his head. He has taken all of that, groomed Lucy and lost interest in her. That was his motive. I would describe him as cold and calculated. I would describe him as a paedophile, and I think he is someone who only thinks about himself and has taken full advantage of this family that have looked after him, provided a roof over his head. He has targeted Lucy, taken advantage of her, and when she wanted a relationship with him, he has taken the decision to silence her once and for all by brutally killing her, unquote.
Stephen Nicholson was found guilty on 3 counts of rape of a child under 13 pertaining to Lucy McHugh, 1 count of sexual activity with a child under 16 for the girl he raped in 2012, and the murder of Lucy McHugh. Upon sentencing, the judge said, quote, stand up, please. Stephen Nicholson, on the morning of 25th of July 2018, you murdered Lucy McHugh, having sexually exploited her in an utterly selfish and depraved way. She was a 13-year-old child. Your selfishness and savagery have blighted her family's lives forever. Unquote. Detective Superintendent Barton of the Hampshire Police said, quote, our thoughts are with Lucy's family and friends, who will never see her fulfill her hopes and dreams. Stephen Nicholson has been shown to be a predatory paedophile who lured a 13-year-old girl to a brutal death. This was a case that shocked the city, and the support we received from the local community was excellent. The investigation faced a number of challenges, and my officers and staff deserve enormous credit for their efforts in gathering evidence. This showed the high-tech approach required in modern-day policing, alongside good old-fashioned detective work. Yesterday's guilty verdict is testament to the bravery of the witness who gave evidence to bring this violent and manipulative man to justice. He continues to show no remorse for what he has done, and has put Lucy's family through the ordeal of a trial. This lengthy sentence reflects the severity of the offences Nicholson has been convicted of. This is a minimum sentence, and I am satisfied he will no longer be a danger to anyone in our communities, unquote.
This was a brutal murder of a 13-year-old girl that shocked the community in Southampton And I'm extremely grateful for the support that the community gave us throughout this investigation. They supported us with searches of the area. They put out posters and they passed on information that they gained from their own community. And we couldn't have done this without them. This is one of the largest investigations that Hampshire Constabulary have ever undertaken. I'm extremely proud of the work that my officers have done to get justice for Lucy and her family in this very challenging investigation.
After the verdict was read, the police read a statement written by Lucy's mother, Stacey White, outside of the court. It read, quote, "I would like to thank from the bottom of my heart the support from our close family and friends during this harrowing time. The dedication from the Hampshire Constabulary, specialist teams across the country, and the local communities helped to get justice for my precious daughter Lucy," unquote. Despite the revelation that Lucy's teachers were warned about her relationship with an older man, social services said that there was no evidence to prove that Lucy had been in a relationship until after Lucy's death.
The days merge into one. The hours seem as though they're going really quickly. And then other times they seem as though they're not. Most days, if you asked me what day of the week it was, I really couldn't even tell you. It's just a complete whirlwind of everything going on. But whilst still just feeling as though you're just at the beginning still. So it's still exactly the same day, the first day that you're told. But it's not.
Lucy was just 13 years old when her life was taken from her at the hands of a man who was welcomed into her family home and should have acted as a protective member of the family. At the start of her teenage years, she thought she'd fallen in love with a man who was simply taking advantage of her. We don't know what intentions Lucy had that day when she left the house to go and meet Nicholson, whether she had gone to meet him to finally end things, as her diary entries would suggest, or not. What we do know is that the person Lucy went to meet that day, she felt she could trust them. Her behaviour in school and the academic ambitions her family spoke of imply that she had a bright future ahead of her, and who knows where she would be now, had Stephen Nicholson not felt it necessary to take her life into his hands on a moment of calculated fear that his secret life would be revealed.
You should never plan for tomorrow as to what you can do today, because tomorrow might not come. Just as Lucy found, all the plans that she had, all the things that she wanted to do, she now can't do.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you've liked it, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple or wherever you leave your reviews and you listen to your podcasts. It really helps us out. If you feel like it, you can follow us on social media @CrimeLapsePod. Until then, stay safe, stay home.